Hello.
Oh, hi, Deanna. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tina?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I know that I got a message from Shalette that you called in and that you were wanting to talk to me.
Yes. So I was able to sit down with Andrew yesterday and just kind of go over what we had spoke about with about, like, getting the card and stuff.
Yes.
Like the prepaid visa.
Yes.
So Andrew wanted me to ask you, so like normally those cards have fees. So he was wondering, like, I don't know how it would work, like if you would take the fee that he, like, that costed him of the card off of the $149.
They don't do anything like that, and it's just a special exception that you could do that, you know, because usually people use their regular debit or credit card, and I know that you had been burned by another company, so you didn't want to do that. So that's another way that you could get around it, where you could settle the past due without having further charges by doing the prepaid. But if it were me,
okay,
and if there are fees, you know, depending on what they are, I would just use probably your regular business card or debit because, again, you and I went over this several times, but once it cancels, you get a confirmation that it's canceled and you wouldn't have any further charges. And if it, I don't know if it would make a difference with Andrew or not, but I want to let you know that we're a VeriSign secured company for transactions over the phone up to $100,000. And we are that because we also have a corporate division where we deal with big companies like Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. We've worked with Subway Sandwich and Anytime Fitness. So because of that, not only are we VeriSign secured, but all of our billing information is encrypted. So it's completely safe to do it over the phone, you know, with your personal. But if for some reason you guys aren't comfortable with that, you know, I respect it. And you could do the prepaid if you wanted to.
Okay. So is there an extension that I could reach you directly? So that way when I call and talk to Andrew here around like 12:30, that I could call you back after talking to him. So that way we could get something settled.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, you probably missed it on the notifications we sent earlier, but my extension is 777. So usually if I'm reaching out regarding payment, that little 3-digit 7 is always attached to it. So when you call back in, if you put that 777 in, rather than going to customer service and then they have to hunt me down to call you back, it would just ring directly to my desk.
Oh, perfect. Yes. So I do, I have, like a meeting with him around 12:30 as we're going over some of his stuff recently, so I will ask him then, and I'll give you a call back after I hear from him what we're deciding to do.
Okay, yeah, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, because like I said, I want to respect it. So yeah, I will be here. You know, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll give you a heads up, Deanna. I always answer my inbound calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or if I'm in a meeting. But of course, if I see that you're calling in, I'll call you back once my line gets cleared, okay?
Of course, yes. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.